J.C. Chandler, president of the Lone Star Confederation, had just finished watching the News Cube. This was trouble with a big T, and he didn't know how he was going to deal with it. They had had problems enough with the Familius Regnant over the years without this kind of nonsense. Millicent raised her eyebrows.
Looks bad, J.C.
Raimi leaned back with his hands folded over his belly.
Well, there's always crazes in the world. Not our fault they call themselves Texans.
Two obvious responses, and neither of them are useful right now.
J.C. put his hands on the table. Time to talk seriously.
That new administration has closed the border to Lone Star citizens. They say they can't guarantee our safety, and they did send this to explain why, and they haven't withdrawn their embassy staff.
But it wasn't us. Those idiots are all the way across Familius space.
And more like the length of it, if you look at the actual geometry.
What matters is that they've done it, closed the border, frozen our assets in their banks, too.
Raimi sat up so suddenly that his chair rolled back.
Well, they can't do that. The Treaty of Poldek clearly states...
They've done it.
J.C. tried not to enjoy interrupting Raimi again, but it was hard. The older man was so annoyingly difficult to get a rise out of, and here he'd actually made Raimi sit up.
But I moved most of the family's liquid capital into Goodrich and Scanlon only a year ago. It's not reasonable.
They claim we might be financing our countrymen, as they call them, even if we aren't personally involved. They want to be sure what our money's doing.
Making more money just like theirs. What do they take us for, ignorant rubes?
Well, probably, but that's not an issue right now. What I want to do is tell the cabinet and Congress that we're sending some investigators to help them out.
Help them? Help them what? Steal us blind?
No, help them with specifically Texan issues. They seem to be blundering around not knowing the difference between those idiots and the rest of us. We could help.
They've got a scholar, they said. That Meyerson woman.
Millie, why do you call her that Meyerson woman? That won't help our image.
I liked Professor Lemon. He used to send me the nicest notes. All right, it's not fair, you're right. We should help them, even Meyerson, if they let us.
From sheer force of habit and a fondness for tradition when it didn't get in the way, the Lone Star Confederation had retained the term Rangers for its internal security forces. This hadn't bothered anyone, not even the Familius Regnant with their hoity-toity attitudes, in centuries. But obviously, the Familius Regnant had a reason to react badly to the title now. The abuse of the same word by the new Texas God-fearing militia nuts made real Rangers wish they'd trademarked the name somewhere back down in history. Still, it wasn't the fault of the Lone Star Confederation. Rangers had the right training to pursue an investigation, and they weren't about to change their names just to satisfy a twitchy Familius Regnant. They'd send a Ranger. Which Ranger then became the issue. But not for long, because Catherine Ann Brierly was the obvious best choice. A woman like Katie Ann, and they'd know that Lone Star's Rangers weren't like those others in any way, shape, or form. Especially shape. And besides, it would get Katie Ann out of everyone's hair for a few months. She had been getting a mite big for her britches, though not in a physical way, ever since her Uncle Beau got appointed to the Supreme Court. She'd taken to being even more Texan than the Texans could stand. Ranger Catherine Ann Brierly arrived at the Familius Regnant Embassy wearing a red two-piece suit that emphasized every asset she had except brains, which, in Kate's view, couldn't be put on view anyway without making someone puke. A tumble of ash-blonde hair swirled over her shoulders. Her bright blue eyes twinkled at the RSS Marine guards by the gate. Neither twinkled back. She held out her ID case.
Hi, I'm Kate Brierly, and y'all are expecting me.
The gate opened behind the motionless guards, and she was facing a squad of them. The leader, or whatever, came out and took her ID case, then looked from the image inside to her.
You're Ranger Catherine Ann Brierly?
Yep, but that's an official picture in uniform, and I didn't see any reason to get all gussied up in uniform just for a friendly visit. I figured y'all have an ID scan unit anyway.
Quite so. If you'd come this way.
She followed the young man toward a portable booth set up in the courtyard, ignoring the squad falling in behind her. This was going to be fun. She was who she said she was, retinals, fingerprints, voice prints, the whole shebang. And in another 10 minutes, she was upstairs waiting to meet the ambassador.
Sarah, Ranger Brierly.
Oh, just call me Kate.
Kate widened her smile. He blinked.
It's irregular.
I know, but who's to tell on you? Not me.
I have received permission for 2 rangers to enter Familia's space and help with inquiries.
You don't need to. I'll just go by myself, thanks.
But...
Oh, it'll be simpler. Less cost to you, too, keeping track of just one. Besides, it's traditional.
Kate had seen the ambassador before, while running security at the Cattlemen's Association ball 3 years before, but she'd been in uniform then. Her hair slicked back into a neat French braid. He didn't remember her, she could tell that. All the better.
Now, I realize y'all are concerned that we might have some connection to those new tech nuts.
Concern was expressed. Not by me. I've tried to reassure the Grand Council that you all, here, the Lone Star Confederation, are not part of that group.
Oh, heck no. I'd like to see anyone making us wear clothes like that. And bare feet? Shoot. I was as tomboy as they come, but you don't see me shuffling around in bare feet.
Kate pointed a long, elegant foot clad in a feminine version of the Texas style. High-heeled, but not a boot.
It's the new government. We have a new speaker and a new Minister of Foreign Affairs and Minister of Defense. One doesn't like to say it's an experience, but they're just not listening to me. You've traveled in familiar space before, Sarah. Ranger?
Kate. No, not me. I've been to Blue Bonnet and West and Panhandle, but not to Familius. It'll be fun.